Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaczkowski. Thanks for joining me today for another edition of the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care podcast. This is our Tuesday flagship show, the way I like to refer to it. We also have a show that we drop on Thursdays, which is really more centered around business. But what I love about this show and this space is not just the amazing people that we get to talk with, but we really get to define self-care from a number of different angles. And my guest today is not only a successful business owner, she's also a successful public speaker. And we're going to be talking about this whole idea of what it's like, not just to be a leader, but what does it look like to actually lead yourself? So my guest today is Jane Monroe. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I am so pleased to talk about this.
Yay. So, but before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about, well, what I'd like for you to do is introduce yourself to my audience, because you've started a business. It's a successful business. You kind of hang your hat on this whole, you know, idea. I love like the name of your business, Embrace the Grape. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Embrace the Grape is a beverage-only catering company. So if you think about what a food caterer does and then apply that concept to the bar, that's what we do. So we take care of the bar for private events like wedding receptions and corporate outings. And then we also do a lot of outdoor festivals and concerts and just really, you know, what we do is not only important for the vibe of the entire event, but what we do is so important to be done responsibly and carefully and with the right licensing and insurance. And so we're really fully fleshed out to accommodate in the Kansas City area and really anywhere in Kansas or Missouri, a beverage catering opportunity.
Yeah.
So we started in 2009. And before that, I was a stay-at-home mom. And I had the opportunity to own a liquor store, and I was a partner in a liquor store, which seemed like a great idea. What could go wrong?
Yeah.
And that was in 2005. And then we spun off the catering company in 2009. And then over time, I took the catering company under my wing and let go of the store so that I could still be a mom a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because that's really my first love, was raising those kids. Mm-hmm. And so I did that. And the whole purpose of me going back to work at all, Allison, was that I wanted to put my kids through college or at least be able to help them.
Sure.
Because, you know, 15, 20 years ago, we were beginning to hear about kids graduating from college with six figures of debt. And I was like, ooh, I don't want that for my kids. So that was really the genesis of why I did something different. And I always knew that I would own a company, because every company I ever worked for before that, I thought to myself, now if I own this company, I fix.
Yeah.
And so here I am 17 years later, and I have been on a journey through my own experiences of figuring out my perception of me and other people's perception of me, even things that I don't know that I don't know about myself and that nobody else knows either. So, you know, we in a growth space, when you're a growth-oriented person, you're never the same tomorrow as you are today.
That's true.
You're always
That's
trying to
true.
Figure out that next piece.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have heard people say, you know, especially I'm in my 50s, and especially you get to this point, and people say, well, I mean, I guess this is just the way I am. And I think that is so sad.
Yeah. Well, I love how you bring this up. I think this is a really good place to start, because I think so many people today do what I call observational thinking, meaning that they base who they are on what's going on around them now, right? It's like, well, that's just the way it is. I know myself, and I know that this is just the way it is. It's like we sort of treat the world like what we can view and experience through our senses. Right. When really our greatest power, I think, is in what we see and hear. Like what we don't see is really where our power is. But that's like a really it's counterintuitive. It's not really what we're taught to do.
Right. And so the key is figuring out what it is that you don't know about yourself.
Yeah.
And then applying those discoveries. And sometimes that means you have to change course, because you discover things about yourself that you're like, oh, well, is that who I want to be?
Yeah. Yeah.
And if the answer is no, then what happens now?
Yeah.
So that's really been my journey into learning to lead myself through things that I am not happy about, through things that I need to pivot. Oh, I hate that word pivot. Ever since COVID, I hate that word.
Yeah, right.
Sorry.
For real.
But what do I just need to take a right turn about and do differently and to have a better outcome?
Yeah.
What I have found over my exploration of this is that the better I lead myself, the better my teams also lead themselves.
Yeah, right.
It makes my job real easy as the leader of the company.
People, I think there are really two kinds of people. I would love your thoughts on this. I think there are really two kinds of people in the world. There are leaders and there are followers. And there's nothing wrong with being a follower if that's who you are. We need followers in the world, right? We don't need everybody to be a chief. We need Indians too, right? But when you're a leader, I think one of the things that I think, I hear this a lot from some of my clients as we build out different offers online, because one of the things that I teach my clients to do is blend in-person and online together in their businesses. But I worked for almost 30 years as a fitness professional, and that's my background. But what I always try to tell people, what I would tell people when I would start with a new client or I would be teaching a class or whatever, is people are always looking to you because of your example. And that's where I think people are always being leaders, whether they realize it or not.
It's true. I can't tell you the number of times that I have looked at leaders in my past from when I was younger and now. Because I was in the events industry in college and out of college also. And so now here I am back in the events industry. Who knew I would come full circle?
Right.
And a lot of the ways that I have built my company, I've looked at the CEO of the company I worked for in college. And I thought, gosh, what would Rick do?
Yeah.
If I were Rick, what would I be doing? Mm-hmm. And then a lot of what I have done has been modeled after what I watched him do when I was an Indian and he was the chief.
Yeah.
So, and that's been a fascinating realization to me. Yeah. So then I also know people are watching me because I'm the chief now. Mm-hmm. And they are, when I get to travel, which is a fair amount, which is lovely because my team is so amazing. Often when I come back, they say, well, we were going to call you about this, but we just kind of had a little powwow and we said, well, if Jane were here, what would Jane do? And they come up with a what they think I would do, and they execute on it. And I'm like, that, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But I also think, though, for some people, I think they're, and I don't quite know the best way to say this, so I'm just going to say what's coming to my mind, is I think for the people that don't think of themselves as leaders, you know, I think, I don't want to say we need to convince them, but I think people need to realize and understand that people are always watching and or people are always aware of what you're doing and how you're carrying yourself. Even if you're not like the leader of a team or you're not a business owner or you're not in a leadership role in whatever capacity, we're still being the leaders of our lives.
Yeah. And, you know, you go back to the fitness industry and you think about anybody who is on a fitness journey of some kind, you know, we have a workout schedule. And so many times I wake up in the morning, I'm like, well, it's Tuesday and that's workout day. You need to get out of bed and throw some weights around. And I don't always want to do it, but me leading myself, like this is what you do. This is who you are. This is how you act is pivotal in me being able to say, oh yeah, it's Tuesday. I got to work out today.
Yeah.
And then I do. So that even if you're not in a leadership position, you are still leading yourself through your everyday living. And if you're a parent, you are leading those children through their experience of life. And so to understand let's go back to self-perception. If you understand how those kids see you, if you can hear the tone of your voice when it's a little tight with them because you're frustrated. And you're able to hear, oh, that's not the parent I want to be. Let me back off and rethink this and come back and try again. Mm-hmm. Kids are the most forgiving things ever. They'll always let you try again.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, we all lead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every day.
Yeah.
So walk us through then, since this is something that you speak about and you talk with people about regularly, kind of walk us through. I'm sure you have a framework. I'm sure you have some steps. I'm sure you have like some little nuggets that you leave people with. So walk us through what that looks like.
Yeah. So the steps or the framework I've put together is called the Road to Leadership Cohesion.
The Road to Leadership.
Like stickiness.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Like stickiness. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we talk about what does leadership cohesion really mean? And to me, it's about becoming intellectually sticky. It's about your right brain and your left brain learning to speak to one another. It's sometimes, you know, we operate in a vacuum, and we can go back to times in our lives where something happened, triggered us, and we sort of lost our mind.
Yeah.
And it probably was not the best version of ourselves.
Totally.
And that is absolutely our right brain's taking over and driving the bus right off the cliff. And I always say, my right brain and my left brain have to talk so that I'm interesting, number one, because if I live in my left brain all the time, how boring is that? That's just checklists and to-dos and accomplishments. And
for real.
But if I balance it with my right brain, then I become interesting and able to experience my life. But if I live in my right brain, I will get in the driver's seat of that bus in my right brain and drive it right off the cliff. And there will be a huge inferno at the bottom. And then my left brain comes around and says, oh my gosh, now I have to clean this up.
So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Celevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Celevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Celevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Celevate.com, which is CELLEV8.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
Yeah.
So the intellectual stickiness is about teaching your right and left brain to speak.
Teaching them to kind of communicate.
And we do that through, So, and I am no scientist about this. This is my own self-study and journey that I've been on about the right and left brain. So we do that through some different, sorry, there's an airplane passing over me. I'm kind of waiting for it to go.
That's okay.
So we do that through, I'm right in the flight pattern, which I love, but it is sometimes noisy. Anyway, it's about who do you see yourself as, and other people would see you the same way. Who are you to you that other people know you?
Yeah.
What do you not see about yourself that other people see? Mm-hmm. That's something to consider.
I don't think we can ever see all those things about ourselves that other people see, you know? So to your point, I think that's a blind spot for a lot of people.
Yeah, that is your blind self. Mm-hmm. And so we talk about, you know, what do you do about that? And then what do you know about yourself that other people don't know? Mm-hmm. And at what point is that productive for you to have things? And by this, like, I'm not talking about childhood trauma or moments of shame or things that require a therapist to work through. I'm talking about what do I know about Jane that I just don't tell other people. Along the way, though, they figure it out because of how I conduct myself.
Yeah.
So I don't have to tell people that I'm somebody of integrity. They figure that out by how I conduct.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, what is the balance? Watch what I do, not just what I say. because people usually go more by what anyway.
Yeah.
We say.
And I encourage people in my talk to be, we all know people who are all talk and no action.
Yeah. So
what if we were instead all action and very little talk?
Yeah.
And what happens when we do that, especially if we're working on big things, what happens when we do that is our energy shifts.
Yeah.
And people don't know what's different, but something's different. Mm-hmm. And that is quite lovely when somebody says, it just happened not long ago. I hadn't seen somebody in about a year. And we were talking and she said, Jane, there's something different. What is it? What's different? Mm-hmm. I said, I don't know. Same hair, same body, same girl. I don't know. She says, I don't know either, but something's different. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that is my energy that has shifted.
Yeah, it is. Totally.
As I have worked into this self-awareness. Mm-hmm. So a lot of things you don't have to talk about. People will just find it. And then the last thing, which is the one that made my mind explode, is what do I not know about me and nobody else does either? Who's my mystery self?
Interesting.
And how do I begin to find that girl? Who is she? So yeah, it's a fun topic to kind of dive into and get lost down so many rabbit holes.
That's interesting. It's so interesting because I think it really does come down to, you know, it's not always about what we're doing, although taking action is important for success. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't just fall in your lap. But at the same time, I think it's worth noting that it's really more about how you're being on a day-to-day basis that kind of jumpstarts and moves you more forward.
Mm-hmm.
So to your point, you know, it is really about how you're being, you know, and along with that, like what you're choosing to do about it.
Yeah. And so if we kind of circle back around to self-care, how do you bring self-care into all of this? It is largely about being kind and generous towards yourself.
Yes.
Being careful how you speak to yourself. You're on a journey of finding yourself continually until the day you die. Don't beat yourself up for what happened yesterday that you didn't handle well. Mm-hmm. You just continued down the path of, instead of beating yourself up for something you don't think you handled well yesterday, instead you go, I'm just going to notice that. I'm going to notice that I reacted that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then over time, you can create patterns of noticing yourself. Mm-hmm. And when you're in this kind of situation, you instinctively react this way. Mm-hmm. And is that how you want to react? Do you want a different person to come forward? And so then if you can begin to notice when you're heading down the path, down the pattern to that kind of situation, your right and left brain can begin to talk and your right brain can go, oh, here we go. And your left brain can say, not yet. Yeah. Let's do it differently.
Totally.
Big brain. That's the growth. And that's the self-care, I think, because if we're not going to be kind and generous to us, how can we be kind and generous?
That's very true. It's a very, very good point. It's like really how you do one thing is literally how you do everything, right? And so how you treat yourself is going to show up in how you treat other people.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And something that I have noticed really in the last 6 or 8 months, when I go to industry networking events, whatever, people that I don't know, they know me in the industry. Mm-hmm. And I think part of it is because I've been around so long. Part of it is the gray hair. You just don't forget the hair.
Yeah, right.
But
tell me about it. I'm a redhead. Tell me about it.
Right? I know.
Right.
But I'm beginning to kind of embrace this concept that people know me, they recognize me, and then it is my responsibility to affirm them, to be uplifting to them. Especially women, Holly, if I can walk by somebody who looks great and say, oh, babe, rocking that skirt today. Wow. It's everything.
Yeah.
It's everything. So this whole concept of self-awareness has really allowed me to come out and be a much better human.
Yeah, I love that. I love it. Such a beautiful message. So what's your best piece of advice for people listening who maybe just need a nugget to get them started? What do you say to that?
Well, two things. One is kind of what I already talked about, that begin to notice your patterns.
Yeah.
And take some notes. Just think about it at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Give 5 minutes, jot some things down. The other thing I would say, and really this is so simple and easy, if you want to address the things that you don't know about yourself, that everybody else seems to know, get a coach.
Yeah.
Find somebody who will shoot some information to you real straight. Mm-hmm. And a coach can be somebody you spend money for. It can be a therapist. It can be a life coach. It can mm-hmm. be a career coach. But I think more importantly for me, my experience in business has been when I get up against a wall, mm-hmm. I find somebody in my business community, not necessarily in my industry, mm-hmm. but in my community who I respect. Mm-hmm. And I have made so many phone calls to people and said, hey, I'm struggling with something and I think you could give me some insight. Could I buy you breakfast?
Really good idea.
Could I pick your brain?
Yeah, it's a really
good
idea.
And that works for me every time. Yeah. So if you want to begin a journey into self-awareness, find somebody who will give you information in a way you can hear it mm-hmm. and then hear it.
Which is really, I think, tough for us to do sometimes because it's like we don't want to hear it sometimes. Yeah. It's like we want to, but we don't want to.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but I love that.
Yeah, exactly. I want to be better, but oh, that's hard.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, welcome to life. Welcome to the reason why so many people don't make changes.
I know.
They're afraid of how it's going to make them feel.
And there's a whole portion of my talk about stepping out of your comfort zone. And once you get comfortable with being uncomfortable, the entire world begins to open up and sit at your door.
Yeah.
And that's where the fulfillment in life comes, is when you are expanding and growing and becoming, and then suddenly realize you're fulfilled. You're chasing work that's fulfilling instead of chasing work for a paycheck. Uh-huh. And once fulfillment really hits you, success is a jealous beast and it cannot help but follow.
Yeah. Just a jealous beast. I like that.
If you chase success, if you chase success, there's no guarantee you're going to be fulfilled.
Yeah.
You can look great.
I 100% agree with that. It's like, a lot of people say, you know, well, when I get here, I'll be happy. But it really is when you feel, to your point, fulfilled, that's when you find it. And then success always follows. So when you find your passion, you know, success follows that, right? Yeah. I love it. Mm-hmm. What's the best way that people can connect with you?
And yes, there's a lot of hard work.
Yeah. Totally.
So you can go to my LinkedIn page, which is LinkedIn/Jane Monroe,
right?
My full name. It's got all my contact info there, as well as my speaker info is there as well. So
okay.
That would be the best place to go. Find me on LinkedIn and I'd love to connect.
Fantastic. Awesome. Thanks so much for making time to talk with me a little bit today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Allison.
Yeah.
Have a great day and all my best to you.
Yeah, of course. So folks out there listening, there's a lot of really good stuff in this episode. This is like a mini self-help episode to some degree, because I don't really care how successful you are or where you are in your life. I think as human beings, we always want to be more self-aware. And so I think there's just a lot of good gold nuggets in this episode. And if you know someone in your world who you think would benefit from hearing this, please feel free to share the link with them as a free gift from me, or you can connect with me on my site. That's www.theallisonk.com. That's Allison with one L, and just hit the connect button in the upper right-hand corner. And just write to us and we'll make sure that this episode goes to whomever you want it to. And on that note, I always tell you guys every week, I'm grateful for all of you. You guys are the reason why we're here every week, why we've been on the air successfully for almost 7 years now. And in August, it'll be our 7th year on the air. And we have millions of people following us around the world. And for that, I'm just grateful for all of you, because you guys are the reason why we do this. So just know that you are part of the family. We consider you part of the family, whether this is the first time you're checking me out or whether you've been around for a while. We're grateful for all of you. And that's what I've got for you this week, folks. On the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care podcast, you are one step closer to living your ultimate life. So make it a good one.